While the Nelson campaign is welcoming the recount, a spokesman for the Scott campaign called the move sad. Mark Elias is a lawyer representing the Nelson campaign. He says the canvassing process, certifying provisional ballots, and the expected recount will all pick up more votes, which could bring the race even closer. If the candidates are within a quarter of a percentage point, Elias says that means a hand recount.
What we are likely going to see in a hand recount is a whole bunch of ballots that for one reason or another, either due to calibration issues or ballot marking issues, were not counted, that will be counted as part of a hand recount. That's the simplest explanation. I think it's the most straightforward explanation. It's the one supported by the data.
Elias says the focus will be mostly on Broward County due to an ahistoric undervote. An unusual number of voters skipped the race at the top of the ballot, only voting for races further down. He says undervotes are uncommon, as most voters tend to do the reverse and only vote for bigger races at the top of the ticket, like the Senate and gubernatorial contests. Elias says the undervote in Broward could signal something else is going on, like malfunctioning voting machines or poorly marked ballots.
You know, if you go and you look at past recounts, you see that voters mark ballots in a whole host of ways where voter intent is clear, but where machines can't pick them up, partially filled in ovals, X's and ovals, circling the names and the like.
But ballots marked incorrectly or misread by the machine would be counted during a manual recount. Elias says canvassing will finish Saturday, and if the results show the margin between the candidates at 0.5% or less, it'll trigger an automatic machine recount, which will wrap up by next Thursday. If those results show a 0.25% difference or less, a manual recount will begin. For WFSU News, I'm Eleanor Clark.